Simon Samach Talet, Dina Torah Bekira Shema. Somebody makes a mistake in Shema. And it's very reassuring. One of the mistakes that we're going to be learning about, I feel it's quite reassuring. Says the Shulchan Aruch Simon Samach Talet, Dina Torah Bekira Shema. Kara lemafreya lo yotza. Somebody who made a mistake and he read lemafreya means in the wrong order, lo yotza is not yotze shema. In other words, he read every word correctly. Bediktuka mamash meduik, but he read it in the wrong order. The halacha is lo yotze is not yotze. What's the case that we're talking about? Pamet dvorim amurim, what is the case? Beseder hapsukim. This is if you mixed up, you changed round the order of the psukim. Avor, but imigdim parasha lechaverto, if he swapped around the paragraphs, then af al pi she'ein reshai, although you're not meant to do so, you're meant to read it in the proper order, so you're not meant to change around the order, but if you did, then yotzo yoyotze b'di'evet. Lefi, since she'ein osmuch ala b'toira, it's not really a deraisa obligation to read it in that particular order we've got it. So if, by mistake, you read Ve'ohavto after Vayom Shamaya, or Vayoyime at the very beginning, whichever case it is, Lechatchila, you're not meant to do so. But Yevet, Yo Yoitze. So you swapped around the paragraphs, you didn't swap around the Psukim. The Mishneh Berurah goes back and tells us, the famous Mishneh, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha, and tells us why is actually, where does the order come from? Why is it that we have that order of Ve'ohavto, afterwards Ve'ohyo and afterwards Vayoyim? Where did that come from? Where did that come from? Why is that order? So Mishneh Berurah says in Seif Kotten Gimel, She'eino smucham. What's the name? She'eino elo takonas chachomim. It is a rabbinical decree, an establishment. She'em sturim kach. It's a rabbinical decree that we have that particular order. K'mo yisha'omu, as the Gemara says in Mishnah is brochas, as the Mishnah says in brochas, lo mokad mashema levoyim shemoya. What does shema come first? Before him shemoya. Kedei yinod shekabel olav oil malchu shemaim techila. That he should be accepting on himself Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemaim at the very beginning. Ve'achakach, and afterwards, Yekabel Olav Oil Mitzvahs, and afterwards comes the Oil Mitzvahs. So Shema is Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemaim. Afterwards comes Ve'ohavta, and afterwards Vayim Shemaya, and afterwards Vayim, because that is the order which is Midrabanon. Therefore, since it's only Midrabanon, not Midraisa, if you swapped around the order, but Yevet, you're still Yoitze. Yeah. I don't know. That's not what he's talking. That's not what necessarily what he's saying. It could be. It could be. I'm not sure. I honestly don't know. It could be. I'm not sure. It could be. It could very well be, but I'm not sure. Seif Beis. Kora parsha v'to'obo. What happens if he read and then he realizes that he made a mistake? Im yoidea heichonoya, if he knows where he is up to, then kugoin such as shekoro kulo, that he read everything, elo shedilek posuk echot behemtza, he suddenly realizes that he made a mistake and he just forgot a posuk in between in the middle. He realized that he missed out a posuk in the middle of Shema. Then choizel rosh oisay posuk, he should go back to the beginning of that posuk that he skipped out. V'goymer, and he should complete a parsha of the parsha. So the point of here is, can I have a siddur maybe for a minute? Is that siddur anyway? Oh yeah, oh very good. Shkoich. Okay. So let's say that a person was saying Shema, but after. And then he suddenly realizes when he says Al Mezuzos Beisecho Visharecho, which is the final words of the first paragraph of after, he suddenly realized that he actually forgot a posuk of Veshinamtam Levanecho Vadibato, but he forgot that posuk. So now we are learning that what you have to do, you realize you missed out all posuk, you go back to the beginning of Veshinamtam Levanecho, you go back to that very beginning of that posuk. Will you be able to leave out the final posuk because you have said it already? Can you do that? That's right, why not? Because he has a Vika Seder. So you cannot just because you've said the final pasuk shartom doesn't mean you're allowed to. You can't skip it now because you missed out an earlier pasuk. You go back to the beginning of that pasuk and you carry on from there. Okay, because the Shema has to be in the right order. And if you don't know Heichonto, you're actually totally muddled up, and you actually don't know where you are, where you made the mistake. You have to go back to the beginning of the paragraph. What happens, Rabbi Yisai, if he realizes that he forgot a word in the middle of a pasuk? And now you want to rectify this. Where do you have to start from again? Beginning of what? Beginning of the pasuk. So let's say you said, "V'avta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol meidecha." Instead of saying it the correct way, you forgot the b'chol. So you said, "V'avta Hashem Elokecha levavcha nafshecha v'meidecha," and you forgot the b'chol. Do you have to now go back to "V'avta," or do you just carry on from "b'chol levavcha" where the mistake happened? You have to go to the beginning of the pasuk. Very good. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkoten Hey Pasuk Echot Veim Dilek Teva Achas. If you forgot one pasuk, one word, Yesh Oimim. Some say Shebezeh Da Shachs Lois Atev Vigmo. Some say if you missed out a word, it's sufficient to go back to that word. Vigmo should continue. Imu Bemokim. If it is in a place Shemaschel Enim Bifnei Atzma. If it's a what we would call nowadays a comma. In a place where there is a comma, you could just carry on from where you made the mistake, and you can carry on. But that's what the Mishnah seems to be paskening, that whenever you miss out a word, or you made a mistake in the middle of a pasuk, you have to go back to the beginning of the pasuk. Okay. Continues the Shulchan Aruch and Seif Gimel. Yeah. He never continued. He stayed where he never.
If he repeated the word.
Then
he's broken the pasuk already.
He must have held. Rabbi said, "What do you think about this story of the story of the Biskarov that Esav he translated into Yiddish, and he carried on from there." By the way, I had an interesting ha'ora. Somebody, can I just interrupt? It's very interesting that somebody pointed out, and I don't remember if we pointed out during Shia or not, somebody actually pointed out, somebody who listens to this Shia from Eretz Yisrael, and he pointed out, that actually from here we see, unlike, it seems like not on the Biskarov Paskin, unlike the Bialocha, because the Bialocha says that he has to be Loshna Medina. The only Leoitza Becholoshin if it's Loshna Medina in the country of the spoken language of the country. Biskov said in Yiddish, one could argue, Pashto says that Yiddish is not the spoken necessarily. One could argue it's not the, pardon? Ah, yeah. Very good, yeah? That's probably Pshat, yeah. Yeah, so that's interesting. But so keep going, yeah?
I'm saying, if he felt he needed to repeat the word altogether, must have been that he.
Yeah, there's a mistake. Yeah, I hear. Okay. Yeah, so Mr. Begona points out that if it's a mistake, so surely the Biskarov, why did he not start, when he said Goz, why did he not start from the beginning of the pasuk again, instead of going for, instead of carrying from the Yiddish?
I hear.
Therefore. It was a time he was trying to be Yotzer, that time, that's why he. So therefore, good point, very good point. Therefore,
he said
Esav,
and he said Goz, whatever it was straight afterwards.
Right, that's a very good point. That's a very good point. That since it's Tech de Dibu, it may make a big difference. Very good. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, let's carry on. Tor ben Pasha le Pasha. See if Gimel and Shulchan Aruch. Tor ben Pasha le Pasha. Okay, he made a mistake. Ben Pasha to Pasha, between Pasha and Pasha. Shu Yodea Shasim Pasha. He is aware. He knows for a fact, I completed now one of the paragraphs. I know I completed a paragraph. I just forgotten. Did I just finish? which is the end of the first paragraph. Or did I just finish? I don't know if I finished the first paragraph or the second paragraph. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Chozel pash rishona." You go back to the beginning of the first pash, v'yaschil, and you say "Voyim Shemaya." So in other words, you go back. Well, whichever paragraph may be that you didn't say yet, you go back to the beginning of that paragraph. Right. Chozel pash rishona v'yaschil v'yim shemaya. You should always go back to the paragraph that you think you may not have said in that. Okay, Siv Dalet. Hoya oimed be uchsaftom. Ve'einu eida im be uchsaftom shu pasha shayna. Im be uchsaftom shu pasha shnia. So what happens is, you just said, uchsaftom al mezuzo is besecho vishorecho. And we all know, it's very, how should we say? You know, chesavtom zuz b'zichu b'shorechana. Where am I up to? Is that the beginning of? Am I just up to avoyim shemaya, or am I just leman yirbu? Where am I up to? Yeah, you know where I am. Yeah, has that happened to you, Rabbi Yisai? Have you noticed Shema? Chesavtom al mazuz b'zichu b'shorecha, and final words of the first paragraph. And then, have you noticed chesavtom al mazuz b'zichu b'shorecha? Terribly, that's right. Yes. Okay. Yeah, there is, but it's the same. So what do you do now? You're not sure what you're up to. You just said, and then, oh, what's now? You just woke up. Yeah.
Go back to the first one, because it's
the Now, can I just ask you, how do you know it's the Raisa? Is that, does everybody agree to that? We learned yesterday, there's actually three opinions. Maybe first, only the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael is Deraisa, maybe after as well, or maybe Vayim Shema. I said, it's a machloik, it's three opinions mentioned in Mishneh Berurah. We discussed it yesterday as to whether the whole Shema is Deraisa or not. So it might not be a Sophic Deraisa. Okay, so.
Is there a Sophic whether you said the first one or not?
Say that again?
Well,
yeah. Well, no. He definitely said we're after. He just is not sure if he's up to over here or he's up to over here.
Yeah, but it's either
wouldn't happen to us, would it?
Seconds.
Wouldn't happen to him.
It's either you are 10 seconds or half a minute.
Exactly. So what should you say there for what? So it's very interesting what you're saying. Well, he just slept. It's a 6 o'clock shachris. He's not. No, but it's very interesting what you were saying. Rabbi said this is a really interesting point. Because someone of the poskim says, why don't you just look by your neighbor where he's up to? You're probably more or less approximately the same place than him. So, but that's a bit schwach, because could be you did say the bit. Pardon? Yeah, maybe like the Tamer name. They said it together. Pardon? Okay, so what's the halacha? The halacha is, as again, Seif Gimel, Tobin Ripasha Rishona, excuse me, Seif Talent, Hoyoime Bilchsaftam, Venu Edem Chsaftam Shepasha Rishona, Im Chsaftam Pasha Shnia. He's not sure if he's in the beginning, the end of the first Pasha, end of the second paragraph. What's the halacha? Choyza, he should return, Le, to Chsaftam Shepasha Rishona. Go back just in doubt, so even if it's not because of something I said, but the halacha is certainly, as you said, go back to the stringent, go back to the earlier uchsaftam. The hanemila, this is shalayis chileman yibu yimeichem. This is if you didn't catch yourself saying the word leman yibu yimeichem. Havolim is chileman yibu yimeichem, but if you actually started saying leman yibu yimeichem, ain't so echlach, so you don't have to go back. The sikh anaket ve'osse, because then he's just routine going, he's probably there. So again, if you, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you said uchsaftam mazuz bezecha bishrecha, and then he said leman yibu yimeichem, and it's like, oh, where am I up to actually, where am I up to? So if you actually said the words Leman Yibu Yimeichem, you can actually assume, it's safe to assume, that you're actually up to here already, and you just said Leman Yibu Yimeichem, Sicha de Milzen, Sicha Noket Vosa. It's the routine, and you said it right. However, if you didn't say Leman Yibu Yimeichem yet, and you just chap by the word of Visharecha, then you know what? Go back over here just in case. By the way, there's a fascinating Reb Shlomo Zalman. I remember clearly, I saw Reb Shlomo Zalman saying that, but I couldn't trace it anymore. But I'm pretty sure Reb Shlomo Zalman says the following. I couldn't find it, but I'm pretty sure Reb Shlomo Zalman said it somewhere. That he says there is a kasha that we learned that you need to have some sort of somebody's misnam name. We learned What awareness does a person need to have when he says Shema? So for the first pasuk, we said you need to be completely focused and aware. Others are not yotze. We need to be mamlich to Ribbono Shalom. What about the rest of Shema? How awake do you need to be? What's the gather? How much? An example. How awake does a person need to be? We learned that even misnamnim, even if he's half asleep, as long as he for sure said every word, he's yotze. Oh, so says Reb Shlomo Zalman, I'm nearly sure. I really, that's what I seem to remember. First, Reb Shlomo Zalman, that, well, if misnamnim is yotze, so, I mean, and anything beyond, surely this person over here, he doesn't even know where he's up to. How can he be yotze? How can a person be have been yotze ki Hashema? Say it in Seleman Yibu Yimeichem. He said, Uvisharechan, he's not sure now, he's up to here and up to here. So we're saying that, it could be he's not yotze. So you know what, he did Seleman Yibu Yimeichem. He said Leman Yibu Yimeichem. How can he be yotze in the first, how can he be yotze? He doesn't know what he said. That fellow is more than half asleep. He doesn't even know if he said Shema or not. This fellow needs to, come on, wake up a bit. Wakey, you know. How can he be yotze? Again, Shlomo Zalman says, you need to have some state of awareness and concentration when he says Shema. Horaya, this is discussion about misnamnim. You need to be, to some extent, you need to be awake and focused. So how can that be that a person who is in doubt as to whether he's up to here or up to here, he's yotze? How can that be? We tell him, you said, Leman Yibu, keep going. How can that be? This fellow is half asleep. This fellow is more than half asleep. He's not yotze Shema. How can that be? Does the question make sense? What do you tell now? Okay, that's what it is.
Once you've done that, the rest of it's alright.
The rest is alright. It's the Shema.
Don't say Shema by heart.
You don't say it by heart. That's the morale of the story. Is
this is a big argument? If you can say even Amida, you need to read from the book. Or
right.
Say it by heart.
Yeah.
For example.
A good example. You should really make sure to. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. One should read inside. One should daven from the thing in the right place as opposed to saying by heart. Yeah. I hear that. Yeah.
If you're aware enough to have the shadow, you're probably slightly awake. At least you know you said something. You can identify what it was that you said.
Yeah, do you know?
I mean, I have had experiences in the morning waking up in the middle of Shema, mamish, not knowing like where I was, and I had to probably wake up. So, I mean, the stammer.
Yeah, you're in a shir.
So the stammer's got some kind of.
Okay, good. So Lemaisa, if I remember Shlomo Zalman correctly, Shlomo Zalman Taka said that from here we see that a person we're talking about, he Taka got confused, but he is to some degree concentrated. That's basically what you're saying. He's saying it. It's just he's probably he may even be thinking about what he's saying, but he just doesn't know exactly what he's up to. I mean, it's a subtle point. The question I think is a good question. Shlomo Zalman seems to be saying, if I'm not mistaken, that he does know that he's saying, he just doesn't exactly weigh up to, kind of thing. Needs to be v'tzolichin. Okay, this is with regards to good. Simon Samachay. In Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we need a bit of introduction for this next siman. We are talking about this, going back to a point that we mentioned in the previous year. A bit of introduction. There is a stira. The one stira that we find the halacha in Shulchan Aruch with regards to Shmoyne Esser. What happens if a person in middle of Shmoyne Esser has interrupts? It's an interruption. An interruption, it gets quite a long interruption, and then afterwards he wants to continue. Can he, after a long and extended interruption, can he just continue, or did he lose what he has got, and he has to start from the beginning of Shemayin Esser? What's the halacha? A long, significant interruption. What's the halacha?
I remember he has to start from the beginning.
Very good. You say he has to start from the beginning. So the halacha is, Shulchan Aruch says...
What's interruption?
Good. Interruption, I'm talking about... Hifsik. I'm not talking about he spoke. I'm not talking about... I'm just talking about he stopped. He was quiet, interrupted. So the halacha is that if he was shoye ligmoires kula, if it was a sufficient time to say the entire Shemana Esse, he's actually not yoytze, he needs to go back. He can't just continue from where he's up to, he needs to go back. That's the halacha with regards to Shemana Esse. Okay, so far, so good. There is another halacha, which is with regards to shofar, with regards to tkiya shofar. What's the halacha? Somebody does, he wants to fulfill mitzvah tkiya shofar, and by the shvorim, he does three sounds of shvorim, one in the morning, one lunchtime, and one in the evening. Shvorim, the three sounds. Massive interruption in between. Is he yoytze or not? Can't be yoytze. Can't be yoytze. So the halacha is, it's a gemara, the halacha is actually is yoytze. Even if it's shoye kidei ligmor es kula, he's actually yoytze. So the obvious question is, let us try to understand, if there's a very long extended period of interruption, does that break up or does it not break up? Are you yoytze or not? By Shemana Esse, we're finding a very extended Shemana interruption. You're not yoytze. You have to go back to the beginning of Shemana Esse. Shol, kidei ligmor es kula. If you waited a long period in the middle, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemana Esse. However, when it comes to tkiya shofar, we're finding that even if there was very extended periods of interruption, you're still yoytze. Question makes sense? Question. There is two answers that are given in the Rishonim. One answer is the answer which is given by the Rif and the Rambam. And the answer is that, you know what? Well, what do you think would be an answer? Give a guess. What? So there's a difference between... Very good. Says the Rif and the Rambam and Reb Gideon, that there's a difference between, there's a difference between Shemona Esse and Tkiya Shofar. This halach of Kishor Kedei Ligmor Es Kula, that it's interruption and you're not Yoytze, that is dafke with regards to Shemona Esse. When it comes to Shemona Esse, if you had an we have to understand what the halach in Shemona Esse, we'll have to get there, but it's a din specific regards to Shemona Esse. With regards to any other halachas, such as Tkiya Shofar and other halachas, even if it was a long interruption, that doesn't matter. That's the approach of the Rif and the Rambam. Tosfos and the Rosh answer that it depends what kind of interruption it was. It depends if it was in Machmas Oines or not. It depends what the interruption was. There is no intrinsic difference between Shemona Esse and Tkiya Shofar. That's all the same. But the difference is why they interrupted. And the and Tosfos and the Rosh, what they say is that if it is Machmas Oines, if the interruption was, because halachically is not allowed to continue, we'll speak about that in greater detail. If al pi halacha he was not allowed, then the halacha is considered hefsek machmas oynes, and then the halacha actually needs to go back to the beginning. That's called a proper hefsek. So let us see what the Shulchan Aruch says. We're going to get the clarity. I just want to get the background information first. Shulchan Aruch Simon Samechei Hanichnas Leveis HaKnesses. Somebody enters the Beis HaKnesses Motza Tzibu Korin Kira Shema, and he finds that the Tzibu is saying Shema, or there was an interruption in the middle of the Kiyah, which is the second halach, which is the first halach in Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph. Korotz Letziroigin. If somebody read and there was an interruption, Tehainu, i.e., Shehizchil Likrois Vehifsik, he started reading Shema and he stopped. Imagine that, what happened, saying Shema, and there's an interruption. What would be a good example, Rabbi Isai? Middle of Shema is an interruption? Fell asleep. That's a very relevant example. Yeah. Oh, any other examples? Hatzolah call. Yeah. And assuming, good, I want to go with that example. Assuming he doesn't have to talk during the Hatzolah call. That's a very good example. Okay, he's back 20 minutes later, but he didn't say a word. Yeah. 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 And he doesn't have to talk. He doesn't talk, but he's interrupting. So the halacha is, Bein b'shtika, bein b'dibur. So Shulchan Aruch's initial point is, it doesn't make a difference if he did talk or he didn't talk. Bein b'shtika, whether he didn't talk, or bein b'dibur, or whether he did talk. V'chaza, v'gama, and then he continued, and he completed Shema. Afilu shal k'de ligma reskula, even if there was sufficient time, the interruption was so significant, that he could have said the entire Shema, Afilu shalig maris kula yotze is yotze. Afilu ayo hefsik machmas oynes, even if the hefsik was because of an oynes, because of an oynes. So that is mamish like your opinion that we mentioned earlier. That is mamish like your opinion of the Rif and the Rambam. That the entire point of a long interruption is only a problem with regards to Shmoneh Esrei. A long interruption doesn't matter. So you can have a very significant, very, very substantial hefsek. Afilu hefsek deligmar is kula. How long does it take to say Shema? 2, 3, 4 minutes? Yeah? Okay? So even if you interrupt it, if it's longer than that, yeah, that solo call is back 20 minutes later, you want to just continue from where you're up to, you are yoitze. It does not matter the fact that you had a long interruption. Ah, you're going to say, but we found with regards to Shmoneh Esrei, if you had a substantial hefsek, it's a problem. What's the answer? Shmoneh Esrei is different than Shema. Yeah? However, let me just start with the Rama. Says the Rama, V'yesh oimrim, the Rama disagrees. Dima yo'onos, if it was an oines v'hefsek, and he was interrupted, and he was unable to continue, k'deligma reskulo, he was unable to continue Shema, halachically, choyzel roish, then he has to go back. Ve'ochonog enan is the minig. When we talk about how we define k'deligma reskulo, we go according to the majority of people, not that particular individual. So that we'll go into greater detail tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Just to quick summary what we learned tonight. We started speaking about the halacha of korele mafreya lo yotza, somebody who reads Shema in the wrong order, he's not yotze. Meaning, if he interchanged the paragraphs, b'di'evet yo yotze. Don't do lechatchila, but b'di'evet yo yotze. If you mixed up individual psukim, you're not yotze. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that if a person makes a mistake with a word, Safe Base teaches us that if you made a mistake, you go back from the mistake. You go back to the mistake. Mishnah Berurah here says, if you made a mistake with an actual word, you go back to the beginning of the posuk. Don't just start from the mistake, go back to the posuk where the mistake happened. We then learned, if you made a mistake between uchsaftam, you're not sure which uchsaftam you're up to, so you go back to the first uchsaftam just in case, unless you said leman yibu. If you've started leman yibu, you can assume you're up to the second one. We then learned Simon Samechei, which tells us somebody who had a very substantial hefsek in the middle of Shema. So even if it is longer than K'deligma Reskula, even if it's longer, you could have said the whole Shema in between. Nevertheless, you can just carry on way up to and you're Yoitze. The Rama disagrees, and he said it depends what kind of oynes he was. If it was a hefsek machmas oynes, which we're going to define tomorrow, Besiat Nishmaya, then actually you have to go back to the beginning of Shema, and this will be discussed in greater detail tomorrow, Mitzvah.